This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we're back with John Moore, and John's website is thelibertyman.com, and he sells, of course, some things that are going to help you, including some product services, radio, etc. It's important for you to start realizing, if you're not prepping right now, what are you doing? And, of course, we tell people to prep by legally going to our How to Win in Court, but there's some services you provide here. And, you know, the core that I tell people right now is start dissecting yourself away from big cities. If you still live in one, move out to the periphery and get involved with a hobby farm if you don't have one. And that means a group of families can involve with a hobby farm. Start growing even in your window or a small little garden in your yard, which you can do, some foods and vegetables and so on. Be aware that their globalists are trying to collapse the chain of production all the way from animals to food on your table. And they want to cause mass starvation. They want the devastation so that you'll become a servant and that you'll get your next slop of gruel if you actually obey and take the chip, mark of the beast chip and the enforced vaccine that may ruin your health or kill you or spread a super plague. Now, if you think I'm delusional when I say this, and you turn away and turn off the radio because you think, well, I think Deagle's delusional. He's just kind of, there's something wrong with that boy. You're going to suffer first and then you're going to die second. So, you know, I've had my levels of persecution for now well into a quarter century, and it's time now that you need to start wising up and realizing what we're saying is not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy reality. And what I've discovered in the last few weeks now, combining all my previous knowledge, is that I've got proof, P-R-O-O-F, that the Communist Chinese for 25 years decided they were going to do a bioweapon attack on the West. We collaborated with them once we got them to the WTO. They've been stealing technology like crazy, including setting up a, we call it microchip array factories, which they stole from companies in, say, the Netherlands, and also a European company that they stole their technology to actually build chip building systems. They've built Huawei. They're hacking into everybody's private things with TikTok and these other services. And people don't realize the biotech companies, even trying to manufacture a lot of the vaccines and drugs, 80-90% of the drugs your seniors are aware of, even if they don't make the drug, they make the underlying substance now. They have us by the medical, as they say, just to be a little obscene, they have us by the short woolies, like our medical pubic hair. How's that? They have the left and right testicle of the medical system. Yeah, they have us by the short woolies. So what people don't understand, we were put in this position by Wall Street, who made deals even 7 years before we made the final deals with the devil, with the Communist Chinese, somehow delusionally thinking if we could make them richer, they'd be nicer communists. Like, are you kidding? That's like growing up a baby tiger that's got a bad attitude. When it's big enough, it's going to eat you in the backyard.
That's right.
And people don't get that. So these are just stunned people that aren't facing reality.
I know people who've kept tigers. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then the tiger gets big enough, and then up comes your right arm. Yummy. Now, the attacks that I get, and of course, if I get really fast, I talk my words real fast, so I might slur them a bit, but I'm going to try to be slow today and not get too technical. But what I'd like you to do, we talked about this with Dr. Elin in the last hour, and we've talked about this last week with Dr. Cherry Tenpenny. All the RNA vaccines are useless or dangerous. They're already planning on using the Commerce Clause. I heard this through several sources, including one through an attorney that's a friend of Butch Paul that won't come on air on his show or my show, that they're going to use the Commerce Clause of 1899 to overturn the Constitution. And I know that Trump, although he's distanced himself from the statistics of Burks and Fauci, hasn't fired them or put into military tribunal or prison yet. And so they obviously have got something on Trump, and he's still collaborating with talking about vaccines after Labor Day or the winter.
Not necessarily, Doctor. I think distancing himself from Fauci and Burks is brilliant for the time being.
I agree with him, buddy.
Right.
Well, I agree with him, and I'll tell you why I agree with him. You can't just cut him off because it makes him look illegitimate. But what he needs to do is have set an alternative panel of people that will be alternative sources of information. For example, one of the things that can come out from a number of doctors, even online.
He already has that. Behind the scenes, he already has that. Of course he does.
Right. But I want him to bring it out, and I'll tell you why. He can bring it out to various sources, including whether it's Fox or other his personal media. He's got to bring out the fact that not only was this not a leak from this lab in Wuhan, but I have really good evidence that they actually had a vaccine program to vaccinate the population, and this was the source of the plague. In other words, it wasn't a sloppy technician. It was a whole bunch of people that got vaccinated in Hubei province, and this is what I have from my sources. It's really nasty, which means they were actually had declared war at WAR on this last May, a year ago. They declared war.
Right.
It wasn't just an economic war. They declared war. We're actually at war with China right now. People don't want to face that. But World War III, I call the biological phase of this, and the economic phase of the war is already on. Now, it can take years for it to evolve, just like World War I or II or whatever. These had multiple stages, even before the physical shooting and all the other nasty stuff of World War I and II. So we're in the actual first phases of what I call World War III, which means we're in the biological and economic phases before it becomes the shooting part. Or the invasion part, or the power grid part, where they knock out our power grid. And I like your analysis on this, because you're a military kind of strategic guy.
Well, let's begin from the beginning. First of all, World War I began in Europe in 1912. We got in 5 years later. World War II began, the shooting war began in 1939, but the war began really with the Paris Peace Treaty in 1918.
Right.
Yes, we have hindsight to look back and see when wars really began as opposed to when the United States got involved.
Right.
I'm going to have people asking me how much you can reveal about this information about the vaccine being the source of this. Now, the vaccine made people sick, but the illness they got, was it a transmissible illness that they got?
Let me use the analogy. What happened is 103 years ago in 2017, the Rockefeller Foundation decided to use their money, because they get a tax write-off, so they decided that they were going to make a vaccine against the typhus vaccine. So they worked in collaboration with the government to set up this foundation, and what they did is they funded a project in Fort Lupton, Kansas, with what became later on the USAMRIID, or the military operations, at U.S. military operations there at USAMRIID. And they actually were taking pigs who had pig flu, and they are actually injecting them with human flu, with human blood, trying to create a typhus vaccine, right? And what they thought they succeeded in creating a typhus vaccine, although in the vaccine itself were live, recombinant flu viruses that grew deep in the lungs, and they were particularly good at growing deep in the lungs, and people had really good blood flow, so they would actually preferentially get people that were actually younger. So younger than 40 were actually more likely to die from this rather than older.
Right.
Now, what happened is that this had a similar effect to the current virus. Once the people were injected, they became a typhoid Mary, so the virus is weaponized by the injectee, now spreading it through droplet spray and aerosol. And they tried to resurrect the virus, by the way, in the 50s and didn't succeed until the 1970s when they actually went to Alaska and they exhumed dead people that died and were buried in the permafrost, and they tried to reverse engineering. It took them about 10 years, but they eventually worked on the gene sequence of the virus and started to try to mesh this in with their bioweapon research. And this goes back to Bill Clinton, George Bush, etc. And in fact, George Bush moved a bioweapon lab from USAMRIID to Iraq. It's one of the primary reasons why he went there. It wasn't just to get rid of Saddam Hussein. We actually moved our bioweapon things offshore from the United States to Iraq. And in 2010, we moved them from Iraq to Hubei province to under Dr. Xinjiang Li, this bat lady, because we were trying to weaponize it, and we were using collaboration between our agencies and, of course, the Netherlands research facility to actually gain a function and figure out how we can create it. Now, the AIDS virus was a side resurrection of the 1918 Spanish flu. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
AIDS virus actually, and I have the documents. When I went to Zurich, Switzerland in 1997, they gave me the documents after I did my two lectures on fetal tissue transplantation for Parkinson's disease, where they do a low-flow suction and a dissection in the operating room, not a regular abortion, for Parkinson's disease or diabetes, but also fetal tissue growth, where they grow fetuses up to the 20th week, and then we're going to transplant the tissues and organs directly into people for their stem cell therapy. And they gave me a box of documents from the smuggled out of the World Health Organization headquarters in Basel, Switzerland, that all these weapons were sponsored by the WHO and the United Nations and these agencies in the United States and Europe, because they're trying to create super plagues that would eventually be used as weapons to reduce the world population and to sterilize the population of Earth, which is why Bill Gates' father was one of the founding members of Planned on Parenthood. Do you like that? Instead of Planned Parenthood, it's Planned on Parenthood.
Planned on Parenthood. I like that.
Yeah. Well, so what we're having is all these bugs for the last 30 years or so, every damn one of them was built in a lab. These did not spontaneously happen in nature. They were all assisted to try to jump species, become more infective, have new gene twists to them. And in fact, this latest virus is a chimeric virus. It's basically an airborne form of AIDS. Before you'd have to have sex or blood products, this is an airborne form of AIDS. That's what this virus is, period.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Sounds like we got a break, Doctor.
We do. Now, I want you to come back and give me some issues here on analysis, because all hell is about to break loose, and if we don't make the right decisions, that includes helping Trump. Say, hey, Trump, now I need an alternative panel just to kind of sideline these guys. You need to stop the push on the vaccines. We have technology that we're building with our docs here, like Dr. Bill Singh and myself, Dr. Dan Royal, to educate your immune system, and we've got to fix it now.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Certificate, you can go right on to your business. Okay, we got John back. John, I saw an interesting report last night on China in Focus NTD, which is part of Epoch Times. And they had a little interesting spot where they did something I thought was kind of clever, and they're getting closer to what they should do. When you fly into Austria, you have to be tested at the airport. It costs about $250. You have to pay for it. If you don't, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. if you do the test and your test is negative, and they're doing a more advanced test, not just a cheap one, and your test is negative, you get a certificate, you can fly anywhere in the world and say, hey, I'm virus-free. At least for now, anyway, right? Until you can pick it up later.
Well, when you were tested, you were virus-free, right?
Right. When you're tested, you're free for maybe
15 minutes later, after the test, you could become infected.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is that all the tests they do are useless. The only one that's going to be of some benefit, I know they're talking about releasing it, is one that Germany's talking about, which is an antigen test. And they have to take a swab and test for the antigen. Within 15 minutes, they can tell if you have the antigen, not an antibody, because the antibody doesn't show up for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks after you're infected, and it may only last 24 to 48 hours.
Right.
72 hours. And that's the IgM. And the IgG antibody may take anywhere from 2 to 4 months to show up. So to show that you previously have a certificate that you're kind of, even if you got infected with, they did a study, and I went over this data with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that presented. I did her video last week. And even the U.S. agencies, the CDC, et cetera, only 15% of the viruses they thought were flu were actually influenza. There were other viruses that were giving flu-like symptoms. Only 15% were on actual testing proven to be actually influenza.
Right.
So what people have to understand, a lot of people are sick from other things, and they're clumping all the data together. I think that this virus is more deadly, but it's harder to infect people, and a lot of people are getting stealth infections, which can chew up your testicles and your brain cells, but it may not kill you if you're younger, and if you're older, it's going to put you in heart failure, give you a cardiac arrest because your mitochondria die, and especially if you're obese and diabetic and have other problems. But the problem I see is that a lot of our health professionals are going to get sick that don't know it. I mean, I've interviewed two people, my own doctor and this Dr. Elid, that both of them came down and had the COVID virus in the last 2 months. Both of them, my friends, okay? So right. I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump, you need advice from people like Deagle and my colleagues that know what the hell's going on. And you're relying on people that are making you use bad data. Now, the one thing he's done that's really good, he's gotten rid of the bad data by saying he's not letting them present their bad data anymore by sidelining them. He didn't get rid of them, but he sidelined them to go under FEMA, which is good. So now he needs to appoint other people who actually know what the hell they're doing, which is not this group. They have an agenda. They want to sell $1 billion for, you know, drugs or vaccines or whatever, and they want to chip the population because they want to create the New World Order. They want to chip us. They want these chips like the ones they announced this Monday, which is yesterday, in Israel, because they're a day ahead. They want to chip their million-plus children so they can know their social distancing is at least 6 feet, and even the web people that they advised have said, we can't do this. You think you're going to keep kids 6 feet apart? You're delusional.
That's not going to happen.
And so the people that this guy, Netanyahu Nutball, remember he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Nutball of Netanyahu figures he can get away with this, and even though his tech people don't support him in Israel. So I think there's going to be a lot of pushback here in America. It's like 100 years ago, the churches stood up, and they wouldn't put this social distancing and all their quarantine stuff garbage. It didn't happen 100 years ago. It's happening now because the church, by and large, except for a few small churches, is freaking dead. Because the churches are being protests everywhere that this is nuts. Shutting down the economy, according to calculations for the last week in Austria, will kill 3,000 times more people than the virus ever could, even in its worst scenario. 3,000 times. So this summer, at the current crash in the economy, calculated by June and July, 30 million people around the world will starve to death. 30 million. That's the numbers that they came up with. What do you think?
Well, these numbers are incredible. And in third world countries, people actually do starve. In first world countries like ours, people typically have malnutrition because they can't afford to get the good food that they had been getting previously.
Right.
And as I said off air during the break, Doctor, a very good friend of mine earlier today told me that the retail price of beef nationwide goes up $2 per pound tomorrow. A lot of people just stop buying beef or maybe not buy as much as they used to, which actually may be a good thing. And you only need about as much beef as the size of a pack of cigarettes to get all the protein you need in a 24-hour period. So that may end up being a healthier thing for people, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, here's the problem, though, is that there's going to be some people who afford to buy stuff and hoard it, and other people are going to eat trash because they're saying that the grocery stores and Amazon and the people they're selling 30% more than they ever did before. So people are actually getting what I call COVID virus-induced obesity and inactivity. And that means a lot more of them are going to get undiagnosed health problems that are going to sneak up and bite them, right?
That's right. That's right.
So here's what I see as a scenario. This is my timeline. If things proceed and Trump doesn't pull back from forced vaccines, called his warp drive, which I think he's starting to twist toward that, but he hasn't done it yet. If he does force vaccinate even a small portion of the population, let's say military, we're going to have a massive explosion of new cases, just like the vaccines was what caused what happened in Hubei province, China. Secondly, the Chinese are freaked out and they're trying to find out if we have technology to stop it. If my technology that I've worked out with Dr. Bill Singh and Dr. Dan Royal works, we can transfer the memory molecules to your immune system with little capsules you take, no injections, no DNA change, no antigens, and they'll transfer the immune memory just like giving you a downloading memory to your immune memory core, just like a fair transfer of a subprogram or a routine, and your body will recognize the virus and kill cells with the virus in it or the virus itself. Also, this same technology can be used to turn off autoimmune disease and cancer. So I've actually invented the technology because I've been working on this for 40-plus years. These are pieces of knowledge that I've had together for a long time. Now, why is this important? Because I'm getting nowhere with getting through to Trump or Dr. Shiva Amadaya or Senator Tom Cotton or Senator Daryl Issa, whose name means Jesus. None of these damn politicians are responding to me now. Even if you think Deagle's a nut, I would like them to validate everything I tell them to realize that I'm not speaking to try to get narcissistic ego presence. I don't even want to get credit. If they do it privately behind the scenes and they want to take all the credit, I don't care. I just don't want people to get sick or die or civilization to crash because we are stupid. But to be honest with you, the people managing our civilization, including our politicians, like even managing Trump giving them advice, these are either idiots or devils. They're both. They're not, none of them seems to have any clue of what the hell they're doing, do they? And
no,
even
they
Trump
don't
was.
Think to. They don't think
no,
to, no.
No, they don't. And if they had a clue, they would first not shut down the economy. We should have total reverse protection of our senior homes. That's where all the people are dying.
That's right.
They were actually moving people that are sick into senior homes rather than doing reverse protection of them. Right. And if someone was, right?
Amazing. That's just incredibly insane.
It's insane. And it's like, if you're worried about grandma, don't let anybody go visit grandma unless she has hazmat suit and UV curtains and HEPA filters and, you know, sterilized food and all the other stuff so she doesn't get sick. And then start increasing her vitamin D and her zinc and other levels and antioxidants and getting her out in her wheelchair out in the porch so she can get some sunlight on her face and her arms. You know, dang it. This is like what I see going on is stupidity on steroids. Do you like that? Stupidity
like
on steroids.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yes, sir.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you. Einstein made the statement, you know, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. I feel like a little leaf of questions and intellect floating on an ocean of stupid. Dang it.
Getty Plus is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased about 8 cents and now stands at $1.84 as oil prices continue to rebound. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Texas at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75. per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says China is backing hackers and spies as they attempt to steal U.S. research into treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, now I hear people out there saying things, and there's in the regular media they're completely useless, and that includes, by the way, even Fox News. I mean, they say some things and they'll cross up to a line, but they won't cross over that line. Now that at least you have people like, you know, Senator Judge Pirro and Tucker Carlson saying things that are what I call smack up to the line, you know, like, what are we doing? And Tucker's some of my favorite show on the system there. Sometimes, you know, Waters World is good, and the comedy shows are on Fox. But by and large, what I'm concerned about is that they're off concerning themselves of things that are kind of old, that, you know, probably should have resolved a long time ago, like, you know, the attacks against Flynn. I mean, that attack against Flynn means this guy has a body count.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because I think it's a big deal, and I don't think people realize how big a deal it is, isn't it? But I want you to get into it.
Well, okay, this is massive.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on at the Department of Justice, but they appointed an assistant U.S. attorney out of St. Louis, my hometown, to look into it, and I'm going to tell you what I believe the conversation was between Assistant Attorney General Jenner and the Attorney General Barr. It would be something like, I'll be Jenner and you be Barr. Sir, if this gets in front of a jury, they'll make complete idiots of us. That would be it.
Right.
And conversations you're probably having right now is, what do we do about the civil suit? There probably should be a meeting in a conference room with the Attorney General Barr and Sidney Powell, the attorney for General Flynn. And Attorney General Barr should just hand over his checkbook for the Department of Justice to Sidney Powell and say, please don't go more than 8 digits to the right, 8 decimal points to the right when you write out your check. That's how bad this is. That
right.
Is how bad this is.
Right.
This is as bad as it gets. We now have evidence. It goes all the way to the Oval Office with Obama
being
part of the conspiracy. A conspiracy is two or more people agreeing to commit a crime. That's all a conspiracy is.
Yeah, in fact, I have that up on the screen right now from the Epoch Times. It's called Trump Obamagate was the biggest political crime in American history. And Obama is a malevolent criminal, evil bastard. He's behind most of this stuff, isn't he?
He's up to his eyeballs. He had direct knowledge and direct participation in these crimes, and these were, in fact, crimes.
Right.
And I doubt the man will be prosecuted since he's a former president, but everybody else can and should be prosecuted and serve jail time for what they did.
Right.
And these individuals should be prosecuted, should be sued in civil court individually for what they did as well.
Right. So, in other words, you're saying the color for 2020 and 2021 should be orange for the jumpsuits for the people going to prison.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I should be. Mike Flynn's going to own the Department of Justice.
Let me give you my prescription on what will fix the world and fix us. Number one, we need to recover the debt from China for our Federal Reserve and all the countries and literally collapse the Chinese economy and get rid of the communists. And then we got to make sure the communist people, the Chinese people, don't starve to death. Number two, we need to create the technology that I have been building with my other colleagues and prove it within a month and get it to everybody on Earth, no matter what country they're in, to stop this virus from causing future superplagues because it's going to keep on mutating and coming back. It's not just going to be a pandemic. It's going to become a recurring mutating epidemic. Okay? Endemic.
Right.
The next thing we need to do is we need to have a system where we can have a free, affordable health, not free health care, but affordable health care and affordable education with no top-down control. I'm not talking about socialism. I'm talking about controlled set of economy, and we can't let our foreign policy be driven by Wall Street. Wall Street's foreign policy to China is what stripped this nation of its corporations, its business, and so on. So we let Wall Street get away with murder and make the stock market look relatively good while people are losing their jobs and manufacturing was shipped overseas. We have to also realize we also went from a country that made and exported excess food to other countries. The 20% of the food we have in our country has to come in from other countries. So we're based now, because we've interfered with the farm to table, even stuff made in America can't get to the table, so the price of beef is going to jump 2 pounds by tomorrow. And so what I see is the whole system of international commerce, because people have to understand, what is money? And I'll give you my definition of money, and probably it'll make sense to you. Money is not a concrete thing like gold and silver. Those are ways of trying to translate it. Money is the velocity of exchange of ideas, products, and services. It is not a concrete thing. It's the velocity of the transfer of ideas, services, and products. And that velocity is what money is. That's why, for example, when you take out a mortgage, it means debt script. You've actually created the money by literally becoming indebted to the bank trying to create the money out of thin air. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't understand that money, when you change the velocity, it's like taking your thumbs. If you want to kill somebody, you know, if you're really clever and you're a martial artist, you can go bump, bump, and hit somebody's carotid artery and make them stroke or drop into the ground in a second with a 3 or 4 ounce pressure over the carotid artery, and they're on the ground, unconscious. That's what they've done to our economy. And then they expect to just kind of just take the paddles and bam, we're going to stand up and have an economy again. I don't think so. This is going to take years for our economy to come back from the stupidity of what Trump allowed these idiots to advise us to do in other countries around the world. Now, if you want to stop the virus, we could have done things like naturally improve the terrain of everybody out there. And what they did in Sweden was just kind of instructive. They didn't even have masks. They just said, take your vitamin D and your vitamins and everything. Yeah, their case fatality rate's higher because they should have locked down even tighter their senior homes and made sure people that had adequate levels of nutrition. But guess what? They didn't have a massive surge that caused all the deaths they expected were going to happen according to their models out of Pirbright Institute and Oxford University in England, tied with the Gates Foundation, the United Nations, and these global vaxomaniacs. Like the term vaxomaniacs? It's a good one, eh?
I like that, yes.
Now, you got to understand here, people, the truth will set you free, but it's not easy to get the truth. I have a lot of people that are haters. He talks too much. He slurs his words. He talks too fast. He gets technical. He interrupts his guests. You know what? Play it back at Barry White speed and get it, okay? If I talk too fast. This is Barry White version of Dr. Deagle. I'm saying you something. If you don't listen, sorry, I love you, but if you don't listen, you're going to die. You like that song? Pretty funny,
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Barry White. That's one of my favorite black singers ever is Barry. Okay? And I'm not a racist by any means. My kids have got every race in their genetics on Earth. Did you know that? Every race on Earth is in my kids, okay? Now, I want people to kind of get it and get it clear that I'm a person that serves the Most High God, and I'm here to live and die for my fellow human beings. And if you don't serve God that way, He can't use you. And by the way, you can't take away sins by doing good and evil, but you do because if you want just to a certain point, that's what all the high-level Masons and politicians and Hollywood people want. You got to do what God says, because His way is His way or the highway. He doesn't negotiate with what's okay, because if you don't Shema here and do His will, by definition, it's evil. And people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
They think somehow you got this, you know, billion-star general called God, and he tells you to do something a certain way, and you think, oh, God, I can do it this way, and God says, you do that, that's called sin. You can only sin against God. You can't sin against nature or mankind or anything else. It's only against God saying, I'm going to do it my way. That's what Eve decided. He's already graduated. I'm smart enough. I named all the animals. I lived 900 years with Adam. I'm taking out of his rib. We're godlike beings. We don't need your advice, God. We don't need to pray in the garden. Satan told us. The serpent told us. We already graduated. We got our graduation hats on and our garments. We made it, God. No more prayer necessary. That's what sin is. It's not doing just evil. It's doing what is right in our own eyes. Nasty, eh?
Right. It is nasty, but that's the way it is, Doctor.
But you know you don't hear this from the church. You know why? They're not giving manna. Here is our manna truck. You and I, we got a manna truck of truth. And you come up to our manna truck, and you can have a manna sandwich for your health, your geopolitics, your personal protection. Go to your website. We're going to be back in a minute. Go to your website, thelibertyman.com, and get some of his stuff and get prepped up, people, because we're in the first pangs and bad stuff's on the doors. This is the start of WW3 called the Tribulation, starting soon.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at
8. John, how do we prep up? What would you say if you go to the libertyman.com you have on your site to help people prep up for what the hell's happening? Because I honestly think people, they don't get it yet. I mean, I don't know if they're, I call it the AOF moment. Do you know what that is?
What is it?
It's called the ass on fire moment, where you finally realize that your ass is on fire, and guess what? They realize John Moore at your website and my website, Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, and Claire and so on, we have the spiritual and the medical fire extinguishers, but it's only when they realize that it's starting to hurt like hell because they have an AOF moment. Do you like that?
Absolutely. Well, at my website, Doctor, I have products that will help people, Berkey water filters, a bunch of Amazon products that people may not know even exist, that will help people get prepared. And, of course, as far as getting educated, a lot of written articles and videos that will help educate people about what's coming at us. Without that education, it helps a lot. So you need to educate yourself first. We got an alert there about World War III pending and the government getting ready for it right now.
Right. I want you to get into that. Get into that because you have sort of sources. I have sources from, well, I have it from three levels. I have it from people like you and Pastor Butch Barr and his colleagues. But I'd like you to get into your sources. What was this World War III alert and what did they say?
Well, the World War III comes from a brigadier general and he says that our government is getting ready for World War III right now to bring it. So that they're using so they call it Chinese flu.
So your voice has got a little choppy there. Please repeat it. Go ahead.
I say again, they're making use of the COVID-19 to get people ready. Their people are stocking up on food they normally wouldn't stock up on, and right. And they're calm and at ease because if they thought World War III was coming, it would be total chaos. But we don't have total chaos. We have people calm and at ease and. They don't know they're getting prepared for World War III, but they are, in fact, doing that, even though they don't know it.
Well, the next thing that I'm worried about right now is, number one, the weapon of Indian nation. Iran, just a week and a half ago, launched a satellite. And South Korea, for 5 years, has had a satellite cross its lower 48 states twice a day. If they have a 3 to 5 kiloton EMP weapon, they can fire 100,000 feet in the air, 300 miles off either coast in a fishing boat. They can knock out the power grid for half North America, each of them. So
they can, but I don't believe they will, Doctor. The Chinese won't let them. The Chinese want America with an infrastructure that functions. Just one example: oil refineries hit by EMP will be out of service for 3 to 5 years.
Right.
This is one example. The Chinese want everything to work. They want airports to work. They want the power generating airports, the locks and dams on the rivers. the railroads, they don't want all this stuff broken. They want stuff that works. And and of course, the North Koreans aren't going to do anything of that magnitude without the permission
right.
of the Chinese first.
I think you're correct. And here's what I think is likely to happen. And this is something that's hard for people to understand this, because we need to get a transition from the totalitarian communism to a form of a market capitalism. And that, by the way, means we also have to stop letting the Wall Street dictate things like our industry and trade, where we put policies that export business outside the United States and our food supply. So we need to become more independent in terms of having personal protection equipment and other materials like our UHF transformers for a power grid. And we need to think of alternate distribution systems. I've been trying to have various experts on, like Dr. Pry and others. We need to lay plasma lines and have tokamak fusion reactors. Now, the Chinese, as smart as they are, they're not as suppressed in some ways as us. In fact, they're going to be later this year, 2020, going to the moon to actually start mining helium-3, because they've been listening to my show for years and other experts. And I've told for almost 12 years now how to build a tokamak fusion reactor, which, by the way, I have contacts in Shanghai, where they built one based on my design, which is really simple to make, a tokamak fusion plasma jet reactor. Nothing to it. And it creates almost limitless energy, and all of this is moon dust, believe it or not. Now, the Chinese want to sell these damn things to everybody. Now, the Europeans have known about it. We've had it for 60 years, and we don't want to tell people about this classified stuff. But it would kill the oil industry, because you could use only oil for petrochemicals and other materials for making plastics and so on. But you wouldn't need this giant oil industry, which is their thing backing the U.S. currency. That's what's going on here. And right now, this war that we're having right now is a tech war, because now they can do 3D printing of products. You don't need slave labor in China or anywhere else. We can have a bunch of factory engineers with, you know, running a bunch of robots building parts. You can have it in your garage. Your garage can have a little 3D printer, and you can print a dozen parts and send them off by FedEx to a factory that can assemble with robotics 100 or 1,000 miles away. We can have total recycling of everything. There doesn't need to be any landfills. Everything can be recycled in little cubes. You want to order something? You order the cubes. It goes into your 3D printer, and you can print anything from machine parts to whatever. Well, that's what's coming, right? So your voice went wonky again, but let's see if you can improve your microphone there. Go ahead.
Well, I said we now have CNC milling machines that can, the size of a home aquarium, that can make machined steel parts.
Exactly.
Either one. Right.
Right. Right. So what I'm saying is there's no need for slave labor anymore. There's no need for actually landfills. There's no need to have pollution come out of smokestacks. There's no need for electro pollution, because we can have plasma lines laid, power lines, and we can have fiber optic cables instead of 5G and freaking satellites that disturb insects and navigating birds so they can't even find their way back to the nest or migrate. We now know why there's an apocalypse, a zombie apocalypse of the life forms and birds and insects are dying around the world. It's in the latest National Geographic. Is we're screwing with the planet. We are causing the extinction level event as part of the game of the globalists to try to say it's too many damn people. When it's really, it's too many much damn wrong technology is what it is.
Right, right.
If we had fiber optic in every home and total recycling and total clean energy, and we basically, everybody everywhere in the world could get affordable health care, and if we identified a parasite or pathogen, we'd make sure a universal means of transferring information to protect every human on Earth so we couldn't create a pandemic, the game would be over for these things, right?
It would be. It would be. Well, Doctor, yes, a lot of things. You know, there's no shortage of food, for example. There's a shortage of proper refrigeration and transportation of food, as one example.
Yeah, but you know how you can refrigerate the food faster? Easy?
How's that?
The Israelis did discover this. What you do is you put it in high pressure at 5 atmospheres. You pump in ozone, right?
Right.
Then under high pressure, you dehydrate it.
Okay.
High pressure dehydration. Boom. It'll last 20 to 30 years.
No.
Even at normal thermal temperature.
No kidding. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, these are things that should need to be implemented, because we got a lot of people on this planet to feed,
Right.
Sounds like a simple, relatively inexpensive process.
But you know, the problem is, you see, we're on the edge of life extension technology. I'm working with my colleagues, Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bob Goldman. I have the first product in the world with a U.S. patent for life extension. And I've actually cracked the code that God gave me of what controls your DNA, which is why Adam and Eve lived over 900 years. I have actually the solution worked out 2 years ago. And what's happening right now, and this is based on, and we're doing the exact opposite with 5G network and dirty electricity and smart grid. These jam our normal cellular communication with our mitochondria and our telomeres at the end of our chromosomes and in the nucleoplasm that regulates your DNA. So what we're doing is basically making directed energy weapons to screw up our DNA and our normal transcription of messenger RNA. And this is killing insects and bugs because they are even more fragile than we are. And it's disturbing our gut biome and our DNA, and it's making us more fragile so that when we do have a plague like COVID-19, it's easier to kill people, especially when you have 130,000 antennas in Hubei province, China. 10,000 only, you know, across America, 3.5 million square miles. 84,000 square miles of Hubei province with 130,000 5G antennas in last November when they launched this damn thing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
And people say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I said, if I'm talking about it, I know it. If you want to challenge me, come into my cage match. It's going to be ugly. Because I'm a decent person, and I'll die for you, but I will not lie to you, even if it kills me. How's that?
How's that? I like that, Doctor.
Yeah, you know what? You got to be a warrior for the Most High God, and you care about your fellow man more than your own carcass, or he can't use you. And think of me as your medical informational prophetic big bro, trying to protect your health, your geopolitical, and your spiritual carcass from the destruction of the dark side that are here. And the first phase of World War III has begun. And if you don't prep up now, God help you, because he's already sent his messengers. That's people like co-prophet John Moore and John W. Spring and that pain in the butt. I got my galactic PIA certificate, pain in the ass. Dr. Bill Dingle. Ugh, man. But listen up, and we'll save you. Please, listen to God and pray. Don't just get aggravated by the message and the way we deliver it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.